Letters of the Rebbe, volume 15. This is letter number 5525. Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Sivan Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Avosik v'chosid, the Rebbe is addressing it to Moireinu Yaakov Horowitz in Ramat Gan. And I'm pretty sure we had letters to Yaakov Horowitz before. I remember the name. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, after a long interruption, it was pleasant for me to receive your letter dated the 12th of Sivan with the good news about the improvement of the health of .. not sure who this is. And the Rebbe prays Yehiratzen that her situation should be continuing to improve and better until she will fully recover, come back to her full strength. And also, from one good news to another good news, I'm happy about the news about your effort and your success to widen the fund of the free loans in your shul that you loan to people, and the success of that. So here the Rebbe is telling him the good news about the health of that individual, of the woman, and also about the increase and widening of this free loan. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to connection, the Rebbe wants to point out there's a connection between these two things, seemingly unconnected, writing about health and writing about this fund. But the Rebbe says, no, they're connected. We can fit them together because the purpose of a shul is to be a place for prayer, where a person can ask for his needs from Hashem, asking human needs, his needs. Also, literally, you come to a shul to ask, which includes children, life, sustenance, and in everything to be in a wide and a comfortable way. And what's the vessel? What's the means? How do we draw down to fulfill this request to below in our world? Which means, how do you bring down that prayer that we ask Hashem that He should literally, you know, give us everything we need, our children, life, and our sustenance, is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Tzedakah is the vessel to bring down. So we pray in the shul, but how do we help that this prayer should be fulfilled? That is through tzedakah, the mitzvah tzedakah, as explained in the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe in many places. And within tzedakah itself, within charity, the highest level of charity is the idea of a loan. Because a loan, as we spoke many times, is also to people who are wealthy, but they need a certain loan for a certain period, or they're going through a short period that they need. So therefore, that's the greatest level. So the Rebbe says, so this is very fitting that the shul has this fund, because the shul is the place where we pray to Hashem. The Rebbe prays that, Yiratzen, that for many more years, you should be able to do kindness, you know, through this fund, of this free loan fund that we said before. But the Rebbe also adds, and also acts of kindness in the spiritual level, by disseminating Yiddishkeit in generally, and spreading the wellspring specifically in any place that your hand can reach, wherever you can reach, go ahead and do that. That's the spiritual charity and kindness. And this would also add in your success with acting kindness. And the Rebbe uses the word im aluvazu. Aluvazu literally means the shameful one. This is a quote from the Talmud that the Tanya, in the beginning of chapter 29, he used to say that one of the rabbis, before he went to eat, he said that he's going to do kindness with this, he called her aluvazu, the shame one, meaning, you know, you got to feed your natural, your instincts, your body, you know, it's not, it may not be learning Torah, but you gotta, he calls it. So the Rebbe says, by doing act of kindness with other people seminating, this will help you doing act of kindness with your own body, with your own self. And the Rebbe is talking about health, improved health, increased health. And this would be act of kindness both physically and spiritually. The Rebbe concludes with a blessing using the language of the Rebbe, which is my father-in-law, is to have a healthy and a joyous summer. So here he writes to the Rebbe about the improvement of health, and the Rebbe prays for even more improvement. The Rebbe says also that he was happy that they increased in their fund to help people with the free loan, and the Rebbe connects the two because a shul is where you ask Hashem to fulfill your needs actually physically, and the giving tzedakah, especially free loans, those are the highest level of tzedakah. And the Rebbe also encourages spiritual charity, spiritual acts of kindness, disseminating Yiddishkeit, Chassidus, wherever you can. And this will help altogether with the act of kindness physically for yourself and spiritually. And the Rebbe blesses him for a healthy and joyous summer.